Good morning, PJ, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Good morning, Karina. Thanks for having me again.
Well, that's because we're breathlessly awaiting to see if there's been any developments in the support for the Australian Arts Party, particularly on your crowdfunding campaign, and to hear the latest developments and just who's come in the big art world to support the cause.
Oh, well, yes. Look, things are going well. We are well past halfway. I mean, we're past 75% now towards the target. We've got about $8,500 to go in the next sort of 9 days. So there's still some fundraising to do, but, you know, we're closing in on 35,000, yeah, and that's fantastic. So people are coming up. In terms of, you know, the people standing up and putting money in, it's just normal Australians. You know, there are no big backers of this party. There's no, you know, big sugar daddy, some Clive Palmer of the arts chucking money at us. No, it's just lots and lots of people putting in. Often $100 is about the average, and that of course, includes a membership and a T-shirt, limited edition T-shirt. But it's, you know, it's great to see people stepping up to give a voice to the arts of this election. And for us as well, I think there's been a real crystallising our focus for this election, which is to get 1 million votes for the arts. And that's, you know, that is our mission. And that's going to change everything. If we can get 1 million votes of, you know, preferences across the board from people, then I can't see how our politicians can ignore the arts any longer. They're going to have to step up, and they're all going to have to do much better and commit themselves to an essential part of our future.
Well, of course, the interesting thing about the coming election is that it's anybody's call. They started out thinking that it was going to be pretty much a done deal, but now it's looking as if very much independents might hold the balance of power.
Yes, well, that's pretty ironic, considering they made all those changes to theoretically stop that happening. And I think it just shows that the importance of having lots of voices. And, you know, obviously, if we could get somebody, an advocate for the arts, elected to Parliament somewhere in this country, into the Senate, that would just be fantastic for the entire cultural life of this country. I mean, with the ultimate door opener for every organisation, every group who wants to have a voice in Canberra, who has something that they want to say, and they want an audience with whoever, it would be the best possible result. And it's possible with the double dissolution, it really is. So it's a very exciting time, and to see, you know, how we can, you know, be the change we want to see, that, you know, we can make the system better. And ironically, the Liberal government is making it easier for us now than ever. This is a unique chance to make a difference. And, yeah, and, you know, Turnbull, God, it feels like he had this in the bag. It's like it's his election to lose, you know. I'm, of course, we've got the budget tomorrow, and that's going to be interesting hearing. So,
well, will we hear anything being allotted to the arts, or will we hear the usual, you know, millions of dollars cut from the arts, which is what's been happening successively over the last few years, hasn't it?
Well, that's right. And essentially, no news is bad news for the arts, because it's already in such a desperate state. The funding problems, and of course, again, across the whole cultural and heritage areas, all of those efficiency dividends that they basically want to take out of the museums and galleries everywhere. It's just, you know, it's terrible. And that's at the core of why we exist, to put a stop to that. But, you know, I would love to see good news tomorrow for arts and culture, but, I mean, I'm not holding my breath on that. It's just not even on their radar. You know, they just don't care.
Well, let's just do a bit of imagining here. If they did come out in the budget tomorrow and sort of said, oh, by the way, we're putting all this money back into the arts, do you think that would change people's attitude towards the Australian Arts Party?
I would like to think that that's because they've looked at us and thought, oh, geez, we better do something to neutralise this threat. But if they put anything back in, that will be great. But, you know, it's a bit like the last time they put in an extra $10 million into the Australia Council. Like, you know, they're there. But that's not enough to basically fix the cuts that have already happened. So if you take away $100 million and then you give $10 million back, that doesn't solve the problem. Yes, they can say, oh, we just gave $10 million to the arts, but actually we're still 90 behind. So it's, I really worry. I see the changes they're already announcing about education. I mean, we're really big on Gonski. It's like the best option we've got right now for the education on a primary school level for the future of this country. You know, they basically just dropped that. They dress it up as an extra $1.2 billion into education. But really what they're saying is that they're not going to give the other $2 billion that Gonski needs to actually happen. So it's a really, it's just hot air. And, you know, the thing that gets me as well is that we have a constantly growing population. And, of course, funding for things like education and health and the arts should be increasing. We should be basically having record levels of investment in all these things simply because we're a growing country with a growing population. So when you see these things actually going down, the amount of money that's going into them actually going in reverse, it's a really scary sign for the future of this country.
Well, how long have people got to go over to the crowdfunding campaign and contribute their pub money or whatever to actually support the Australian Arts Party?
Well, we've got nine more days.
It's not very long, is it, when you think about it?
Not very long, yeah. It's just over a week, and basically we still need people to contribute and just get us over the line. We're really close, and when we pass that 35,000, we know we can stand candidates across the country, and we can put the arts on voting slips across the country. So it's so achievable, and we just need a few more people to step up and say, yes, I am one in a million, because we need a million votes. We need a million Aussies who are going to give us a preference on their voting slips. Alongside their major parties, they can make their voting count, but we do need the funding to get ourselves on those voting slips. So now, theartsparty.org is the place to go to find out more and basically find a link to the Possible campaign.
Well, that's fantastic, and we'll talk with you really soon about, I'd say, we've got another week on the campaign, so maybe a day before the actual campaign closes. We'll see how we're going, PJ.
I'll be very happy to talk. That would be fantastic, Karina.
Thanks very much, PJ Collins.